Hey, it's the Fonz of Monday, Stephen Anthony, and today is the day, October the 21st, 2015, Back to the Future Day. Now, I remember back in the mid to late 80s, possibly, being in a cinema, watching Back to the Future 2, and they went back to the future, they went to 2015, October the 21st, and they had these huge televisions. And I remember thinking, well, people really want huge televisions, these great big, flat, huge televisions. Now, back in the 80s, they were still very, very square, the televisions, really bulky things. And there are these, like, slick, thin, huge televisions. I was thinking, they can't have got that right. And then there was something very similar to what we have now, which is the iPhone. But obviously, we was looking at this thinking, how does this work? How does all this stuff work? There were computer games which you didn't even have to touch, you just moved your hands. That became the Wii. How did they know? How did they know what was going to happen in the future? On YouTube, there are two fabulous clips up there. One is Back to the Future, 10 Things They Got Right. And the other is Back to the Future, 10 Things They Got Wrong. Now, they did think that we'd still be using fax machines and we'd still be reading newspapers and that cars would fly. So they didn't quite get that bit right. But the film, if you've never seen it, it's quite a tricky film, Back to the Future 2, which is the one that involves the 2015. If you've never seen Back to the Future 1, it's my favourite film of all time, and it is well worth seeing. Basically, it's a comedy, drama, it's got it all. This young guy goes back to 1955, and he's in this bar and accidentally bumps into his dad, who is also the same age as him, around the 17 mark. The dad is this nerdy guy. He's absolutely weird, the dad is. And the son decides to follow the dad to see where he goes. And he climbs this tree, the dad does, and he's a peeping Tom. So when the son catches up with him, he can see him up this tree, eyeing up this girl getting changed in her bedroom. But then the dad, because he's so sort of taken in by this girl, he goes to fall out the tree, and he's going to fall in front of a car. Well, the son can't bear the idea his dad's going to be hit by a car, so he pushes him out the way, and the son gets hit by the car. But he's changed destiny, because that was the moment the mum met the dad. Now the mum instead meets the son, and she's a good looking lady, he's a good looking guy, but he knows it's his mum, so he has to keep away from her because she don't know it's her son. It's not incestual or anything weird like that. It's just a fantastic film with some amazing events in it. If you've never seen it before, I suggest you have a look at it today. Back to the Future 1, Back to the Future 3 are both really, really great films. 2 has a few issues simply because they tried to dumb it down because it was so complex with the different time zones crossing. But if you've never seen Back to the Future 1, today is the day to see it. Have a fantastic day, and I will speak to you all soon, and I will allow the music now to end. You all have a great day.